On January 16, 2008, the Food and Drug Administration issued a public health advisory titled Etetate Disodium, marketed as end-rate and generic products. I'm Pat Clark from FDA's Center for Drug Evaluation and Research. FDA is issuing this public health advisory to alert patients and healthcare professionals about important safety information concerning the drug Etetate Disodium. There have been cases where children and adults have died when they were mistakenly given Etetate Disodium instead of Etetate Calcium Disodium, also known as Calcium Disodium Versinate, or when Etetate Disodium was used for chelation therapies and other uses that are not approved by the FDA. These two drugs have very similar names and are commonly referred to only as EDTA. As a result, the two products are easily mistaken for each other when prescribing, dispensing, and administering them. Because of these safety concerns, FDA is reviewing the benefit-risk profile of Etetate Disodium to determine if the benefits for its intended use continue to outweigh the serious risks. Etetate Disodium and Etetate Calcium Disodium work by binding with heavy metals or minerals in the body, allowing them to be passed out of the body through the urine. The FDA originally approved the two drugs for very specific and very different purposes. Etetate Disodium was approved many years ago as an emergency treatment for certain patients with a condition called hypercalcemia, which means having very high levels of calcium in the blood, or certain patients with heart rhythm problems as a result of very amounts of digitalis in the blood. However, there are newer drugs that have been approved since that time that treat these conditions. These newer drugs may also be safer than Etetate Disodium. Etetate Calcium Disodium was also approved many years ago and is still used to reduce dangerously high blood lead levels, also known as severe lead poisoning. This drug is medically necessary because there are very few other drugs available to treat severe lead poisoning. Over time, a number of uses that are not FDA approved for these products have evolved in clinical settings. Among these uses are the removal of other heavy metals from the blood and the treatment of heart disease, specifically coronary artery disease, commonly referred to as chelation therapies. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention published an article in the March 3, 2006 Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report at www.cdc.gov/mmwr/preview/mmwrhtml/m5508a3.htm. documenting the deaths of people given Etetate Disodium instead of Etetate Calcium Disodium. FDA was informed earlier this year of an additional child's death as a result of a mix-up between the two drugs. FDA is highlighting the following important safety considerations until the ongoing evaluation of the risks and benefits of Etetate Disodium is complete. Because of the potential for these medication errors to be fatal, the FDA and CDC recommend that hospitals evaluate their need to keep Etetate Disodium stocked in their pharmacies. If your facility determines that there is no need to have a supply of Etetate Disodium, consider removing the product from stock to reduce the risk of confusion with Etetate Calcium Disodium. The safety or effectiveness of Etetate Disodium or Etetate Calcium Disodium for use in removing heavy metals and toxins from the body, use in treating coronary artery disease, or other uses not described in the labeling for the product have not been established. Children and adults who are to be treated for lead poisoning should only be given the Etetate Calcium Disodium, also known as Calcium Disodium Versinate, form of EDTA. Use the full product name. Do not use the abbreviation EDTA when dispensing an order for either of the drugs. Consider including the indication for use of the product on the prescribing order. Hospitals, pharmacies, and healthcare providers should always check the prescribing order and the label of the drug to confirm that the correct drug has been selected for use before dispensing and administering the drug to a patient. FDA will determine further regulatory actions, such as labeling changes or continued marketing of the drug, once we complete our evaluation of the safety and efficacy of etetate disodium. We urge healthcare providers and patients to report serious side effects that may be associated with the use of disodium etetate and etetate calcium disodium to us at the FDA's MedWatch Adverse Event Reporting Program by phone at 1-800-FDA-1088 or by the internet at fda.gov/medwatch. Updated information about drugs with emerging safety concerns is available 24 hours a day at our website, www.fda.gov/cder.